Hello everyone, you're listening to the RotoViz Highlight Reel, brought to you by MyBookie, the official sportsbook of RotoViz Radio. On the Highlight Reel, we feature the top articles on RotoViz.com and get an extended insight into the writer's process and findings. For those of you who don't know, RotoViz is a sports data and analytics site that publishes over 1,000 articles per year and has a suite of more than 20 proprietary apps. Today on the show, we'll be discussing the Wrong Read series that has been going on by one of my favourite writers to read over there, and it is Blair Andrews. And I guess I'll introduce myself as we started off too. My name's Colm Kelly, and you can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. You can follow Blair on Twitter at Am I the Real Blair. I know for a fact I asked him in the last show that I had him on, is he the real Blair? He is in fact the real Blair. So Blair, how are you?
I'm great. Yeah, I guess two appearances now on the Highlight Reel. I must be getting close to the real Blair by now.
Yeah, I think you're the first guy to come back on with a double episode. So I guess we'll give you some sort of a prize for that. So obviously, you mentioned there you were on previously, but we're discussing a different article series today, and it is The Wrong Read. It is one that I find interesting because it kind of highlights some of the topics that are brought up on different podcasts throughout the week on the RotoViz Radio Network, and you kind of dive into a little bit more in-depth and put up some of the analysis of what you think of the topic discussed. So I'll let you have the floor and give your overall opinion on it, but what is The Wrong Read?
Yeah, like you said, it's kind of a way to integrate RotoViz's content across platforms. So, you know, those platforms being the written content on the site and then the podcast channel. I guess in a way it's kind of like the Highlight Reel, except instead of being a pod that talks about the articles, it's an article that talks about the pods.
It's kind of in reverse Highlight Reel. Yeah, almost the reverse.
Yeah. So basically I just listen to the podcasts and then write about something I hear on them. So it could be expanding on an idea, maybe giving some context with some numbers, or trying to, I don't know, offer an underlying theory for something. So yeah, that's kind of the common thread in the series, is just that it's derived from the various RotoViz podcasts. But beyond that, you know, as series go, it's kind of incoherent.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I like, you know, a lot of the articles up on RotoViz will have a format each and every week. I like that this is a little bit of a different format. And of course, it is called The Wrong Read. It's not called the Reverse Highlight Read, which would have been another fantastic name for it. Maybe next season we can change that up. But it's one of the great articles up there on RotoViz.com. And as always, for listening to the podcast, you can avail of a 30% discount if you haven't already signed up to RotoViz.com. It is available through the NFL podcast homepage. That is RotoViz.com/podcast. Your subscription will give you unlimited access to all of our NFL content and tools. And best of all, it supports the pod. So be sure and get 30% off your NFL pass now at rotoviz.com/podcast. So obviously it's the trade deadline going down today. We've had the news so far of JJ moving to the Eagles for a fourth round pick. There's a few other rumblings. There's different people being talked about with the possibilities of different scenarios. Are you expecting some big news to come down? And were you surprised, obviously, with that JJ move by the Eagles? The Eagles looking like they're a team that really is thinking that they're in with a shot at winning it all this year.
Yeah, I was surprised at first by that move. I mean, Jay Ajayi, kind of his career in the NFL so far has looked a lot like LeGarrette Blount's, maybe, where he's just a between-the-tackles runner and doesn't do a lot in the passing game. You'd think the Eagles would want to, I guess, replace Darren Sproles, but they didn't. I was surprised that the Dolphins were willing to trade him, but I guess they've kind of been souring on him a little bit anyway, so maybe it shouldn't come as that much as of a surprise, I guess.
Yeah, it's a funny one with him. Since he was traded, obviously, with the knee issues, you know, being reported at the time of the combine, it seems like the Dolphins have never fully bought into JJ. And then obviously with a change at head coach there with Adam Gase, he never really seemed to buy into him. And if you look back over the season, they were critical of him in a couple of spots. So it's going to be interesting to see now how he fits in with the Eagles. But I'm looking forward to the next, we're recording this one at 3 p.m. Eastern, the trade deadline coming up and just short of an hour. So I'm looking forward to, after you listen to this, obviously you'll know all the trade news, but I'm looking forward to seeing if anything more comes out in the next 60 minutes or 90 minutes or so. So back to the show now, and looking back at the article again, we're talking about The Wrong Read. So again, how did the series come about as a starting point? Obviously, we have had this series, the highlight reel, and it came about throughout the off season. And the idea was long in the process. It was actually, I think, Eric Moody that came up with the original idea of it, and then it was passed on to myself and Dave and Neil Dutton to run through it. But how did the Wrong Read series come about?
Yeah, I actually don't know. I guess the complete genesis of the idea. Sean Siegel brought it up to me, and I mentioned before, I guess, the sort of, well, you mentioned too how it kind of doesn't follow a very strict format. That was something when he brought up the idea to me, I actually said, yeah, this sounds interesting as long as I don't have to follow a format or a theme or basically any rules. And he said, well, that was more or less his vision, so it kind of worked out. But we decided it should come out on Saturdays. The idea was kind of that at the end of the week, you have already been bombarded with a lot of kind of weekly information to help you win your matchups and set lineups. And this piece is sort of a change of pace in a way, in that it, you know, it's like zooming out from the weekly details and giving more of a big picture. You, or at least that's my hope for it.
And that is what it's been doing so far. It's kind of like, you know, throughout the week, you're kind of stuffing your mind with as much knowledge as you can, as much stats and information as you can. And then as it comes to the series, it highlights 3 or 4 points each week that just gives you a nice, you know, it is, as you mentioned, a change of pace. And I've enjoyed it because, you know, anyone that's involved in the fantasy football, you know, community is looking for as much information. Sometimes you get a little burned out as you head towards Saturday, so it's a nice change of pace to even to check in on Sundays prior to kickoff. That's how I've been enjoying it. Obviously, the most recent piece that you had up was about recency bias. You know, well, I'll let you touch on that first, just with the recency bias. Was there anything you you know, found out in that you find particularly interesting?
That one kind of grew out of a recommendation, or actually two recommendations that Rotodoc made on the daily. He said on the last week's show, I guess, that he was looking at a stack of both the Falcons and the 49ers in DFS. And at the time, both teams were coming off really bad performances. So it's, in one way, it was a slightly surprising recommendation. But of course, if you are letting the most recent performance have a strong influence over your decision making, then that is, you know, that's a form of recency bias. And I wanted to know basically whether, you know, kind of recognizing the recency bias that we, you know, that makes us kind of think, oh, these sound like bad plays, whether we could turn that into a kind of a strategy. So I was basically just looking at whether teams that played really poorly in the previous week tended to outperform expectations the next week. And it turns out for the most part they do, but.
And with recency bias, it used to be a case when you're playing season long or playing dynasty leagues that recency bias was for trade value moving forward. But recency bias now, more than ever, is something that's a key factor with you know, DFS leagues and such, that you have to week to week make those decisions, and you don't want to dive in too late and be late to the party on a player, but you don't want to dive in too early and then, you know, like we've seen Dante Thompson last week for the Bills have 100 yards, and then I think this week he had one catch for maybe 10 yards. So that there can happen. Some people might have dived in. I don't think people really did, but that's just an extreme example of people coming in and looking at a possible player having a breakout, and then all of a sudden it's reversed back to the mean again. So that is a way to look at it. And obviously, if you're playing DFS, you don't want to be caught up in recency bias. And one of our sponsors here at the podcast is Draft, and you can play with Draft. It's one of my favorite apps to play on at the moment in terms of fantasy football, just getting that kind of, you get the mixture of the redraft and the DFS and the best ball all mixed into one. So you can search Draft in the App Store. You can join the game in minutes. You can play right from your computer at playdraft.com, whichever way you prefer. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. All you have to do is use our code RVRadio. You can play for real money for free on your first go, and just use that code, as I mentioned there, RVRadio, with the first deposit on Draft. Have you had a go on Draft yet, Blair?
Oh yeah, I've been using Draft for a few years now.
Yeah, you were using it before you heard all of us and yourself on the podcast plugging it.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
It's fantastic fun.
Oh yeah, a lot of fun, and you know, one thing I really like about it is that it doesn't have a lot of content out there yet for it. So there's still, I think, kind of an edge to be gained if you are paying attention to football and kind of are a thoughtful DFS player. You have a little bit of an advantage there, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's like when the DFS community started, those people that had an edge, and now those people are the guys that, you know, you see certain names up there each and every week in the big competitions getting close to winning it. And I think you'll see the same now with this hairstyle of draft format playing. So I haven't actually explained it. You play, have your snake draft, so you're picking the regular format, the same as redraft, and then draft after that pretty much does the rest for you. It sets your lineup, it's in the best players, who gets the most points, and sets it that way. And then the winner at the end of the week gets all the money that is put in. And that's basically the way it works. But there is an edge to be gained there. And that's why I think if you're listening to podcasts on RotoViz and RotoViz Radio, reading on RotoViz.com, I think you'll definitely have a little bit of an insight in there and an edge to be gained. So again, that promo code is RVRadio, and that is playdraft.com. And so with the series, which of the articles I mentioned, the recency bias one, out of the ones you've run through so far, have you had a particular favorite piece that really stood out for you?
I've had some fun writing a lot of these. I think one that was really fun to write is one I did in week one, which at the time, Ben Roethlisberger was the most expensive quarterback on DraftKings or something, but he was also playing on the road. So a lot of the pods were discussing his home road splits. And I kind of dug into the numbers with that one, and it led me to kind of research the turf at Heinz Field and the stadium history. And it was just a lot of stuff that you don't often think about as a fantasy player. That's just really interesting stuff to get into. I have no idea whether, it was meaningful, but it's interesting anyway.
And with it, Heinz Field is one of those interesting ones when you look into it. There's been a long time stats regarding kickers and, the limited amount of field goals over 50 yards. You'll see certain stadiums where people can bang them over from 60 yards, but Heinz Field is another interesting one there with kickers often struggling. So interesting piece there as well. So with it, have you used any of the RotoViz tools to back up the information that you've been using?
I have. There are not any apps in particular that I use kind of as a rule. I would say one that I'm just looking at probably almost every day is the RotoViz screener. I use that all the time for, researching for articles, but also just setting lineups and trying to value players and make trade decisions and stuff like that. I think it's one of the most powerful apps around, so I love to use that one. And the other app I use a lot when doing research like this would probably be the Game Splits app. That's one of my favorite too. It's a really easy way to get information on how different players perform in different situations. So those are the two I refer to a lot.
Yeah, and I think something I've noticed when we've been doing the series is everyone uses the majority of the apps. I go through the apps and use them all for different aspects, but then when I'm doing certain things or doing podcasts, there's certain apps that I always go back to. And what I've noticed in this series is people have their kind of one, two, or three favorites that they use as their go-tos, and I think that's becoming more and more obvious as we go through this series. And a very good thing about it is that it's not always the same apps that people are picking up on, so that's very, very interesting as we move forward. I always like to get everyone, again, I guess this is one of the reasons I like doing the podcast. I like getting everyone else's process into how they come to those final decisions as the week moves on. So we talked a little bit about DFS and we talked about draft. One of the ones that I had a very big interest in when I was reading it this season so far was your DFS piece and the Wrong Read series. Do you want to go into a little bit more about that one?
That was the one I wrote in week four, probably. That was called How to Lose Money Slower, kind of a tongue-in-cheek title. But it was kind of a DFS strategy piece focusing on game selection. It was, I think, the same week that DraftKings decided to raise the rake on most of their contests. And so I think it was on the Numbers Game pod. Roto Doc talked about how he was probably going to be moving more of his entries up to higher stakes, which typically, of course, have a lower rake. But the other advantage of playing higher stakes is that it's usually smaller player pools. So it's actually a little bit easier to win at higher stakes. And so that article was kind of trying to come up with a way to use Rotodoc's strategy for people who didn't have the bankroll to move up to higher stakes. If you can only play, you know, if you have $5 to put into a GPP, maybe you're better off putting that into one $5 contest instead of putting 20 lineups into the quarter arcade or something.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. And obviously, moving up to the higher fee isn't for everybody. Obviously, different people have different amounts to spend on a weekly basis. I don't know if you were following this past weekend's DraftKings Millionaire Maker. I was in it. I didn't get anywhere close to winning it. I had a really, really solid start. I had Robbie Anderson in the lineup with LeSean McCoy, and I really kicked off to a good start. I had the Redskins then running in the late game, and that Chris Thompson worked out for me, but Jordan Reed didn't work out, and Kirk Cousins didn't really work out. So it really flamed out, but that game up in Seattle had a real impact on it. And then I was following it for the last couple of minutes, and that pick six of the Dallas Cowboys really swung things and put the guy that was in second place into first place. And I was just thinking how bad it would feel to be the guy in first place and then lose on that pick six. Were you following it that closely?
I wasn't following it that closely. I do know the guy who won. I think he actually got first and second place.
Yeah, first and second.
By stacking the Seattle-Houston game. So that was a really good call on his part, of course.
An insane game.
Yeah.
So obviously, if you're into playing on, you know, daily fantasy, if you're into trying to make some money, you can also make money with MyBookie. They are the official partner here with RotoViz Radio. MyBookie has the fastest payouts. It takes just two business days. They have a rock solid reputation, and the other cool, and many, many other cool things. They really do look after their players and their customers, and they are the bookmaker that I use while placing my wagers each and every week. They have live in-game betting and the most rewarding player perks in the business. And one of those perks is if you use our code ROTORADIO while signing up, they will hit you up with a 50% sign-up bonus, and then you can pretty much go and roll in and rake in some cash this coming weekend. And mybookie.ag is their website. Make sure you do go and check that one out as you head into week 9. It's hard to believe we're already rolling into week 9. So with all the stuff talked about the wrong read in that series, have you any other parts that we didn't touch on that you want to mention about it, or have we pretty much covered it all there?
Yeah, pretty much covered it, I think. I mean, a lot of the other pieces have been just maybe focusing on individual players who are either under or overperforming expectations, I think. Like a couple weeks ago, I wrote about Deshaun Watson and how he was probably the real deal, and that was before he threw for 400 yards and four touchdowns against Seattle. So back when there were some questions about the competition he had faced, so felt good to have him, you know, keep up this performance.
He was one of the guys that you know, I probably was one of the guys in the questioning him camp, and I'm just gonna stay quiet on that now for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, what he's done, what he had done through his first few games or something was really historic. Like, you hadn't seen a lot of rookie quarterbacks come in and do that before. So I think that was a pretty strong signal, I think.
Yeah, and I think he, after the game this past weekend, I think he landed on 19 touchdowns so far this season, which is stands alone now as the NFL record for touchdowns for a rookie through eight weeks of the season. So incredible stuff that he's been doing. So with that, I know you're involved in a couple of the RotoViz podcasts, and obviously you have a couple articles each week up on the site. So an integral part of the team here at RotoViz. Have you any other projects in the works, or any things that we can expect as the season moves forward?
Not really. Still writing the Zero RB piece that I was on before four. Still hear me on the RotoViz report with Anthony Amico. So yeah, that's what I'm keeping busy with.
And of course, you have now found out that you are the real Blair. So as the listeners I mentioned at the start, you can find Blair on Twitter at Am I the Real Blair. It's one of my favorite handles to read out when I introduce somebody on the show. It is a fun one there, and do enjoy saying that there. But with it, that is going to wrap up today's edition of the RotoViz Highlight Reel, brought to you by Draft and MyBookie.ag. My name's Colm Kelly. You can find me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. As I mentioned there, my guest was RotoViz.com writer Blair Andrews. Have a good one. Thank you for listening to the Rotoviz Highlight Read. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Contact us via email at rotovizradio@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at Rotoviz Radio. And remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to Rotoviz at a 30% discount through the Rotoviz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.